Dunkin' Donuts. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
Was Morning Coo from her forthcoming album Baby Blue. That was the title track, Baby Blue. And Morning Coo gonna have that album's coming out in August, so I know there's a couple of shows she's playing locally, and there's gonna be a release party soon, so look out for that. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here, broadcasting for the first time from the new station. I am turning to my right as I sit in the DJ chair, and I can see this giant atrium and people having their lunch and the half of the grassy knoll. It's a very it's very different experience. I feel a lot more exposed, but it's good. The new station is lovely, and there's still a few kinks being worked out, but everybody's working really hard to get it back, to get everything working on all cylinders. On today's show, lots of new stuff. So that was new Morning Coo. We've got a new Rose Melberg band to play, some new U.S. girls, and a couple of bands that are going to be playing this weekend. So let's start off with a new band by Rose Melberg. sheet of Imaginary Pants and just so many Tiger Trap Softies, and then a lot of local bands as well. And now she has a new full band called Knife Pleats, and she's leading it. Put up a couple of demos, or not demos, singles, I don't know. Anyways, let's just move on to listen to this song, One Step Too Far. Here we go.
Thank you. All right, everybody. It's another beautiful summer day. Who wants to go to the salmon watching festival?
No!
No!
Okay. How about the beach?
No!
No!
Oh, God, no!
All right. How about...
The Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 11th on West 4th Avenue from Burrard to McDonald Street. Performances by Yukon Blonde, The Ballantines, The Courtneys, Hot Panda, and many more. Plus, Mill Street Beer Gardens, Etsy Marketplace, Longboarder Jam, fashion shows, and more. It's completely free, so come on down to Catalano on Saturday, July 11th. Brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th, Remax, and TD Bank.
This year is the 38th annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival in Jericho Beach Park. Over 60 acts from legend Richard Thompson to Blind Pilot, Phosphorescent, and artists from over 14 countries. There's a world of amazing music coming to your own backyard. The Vancouver Folk Music Festival runs from July 17th to 19th. Information and tickets are available at thefestival.bc.ca.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was Lizzie Mercier de Cloix from a compilation called Mutant Disco. My friend and radio rival Chris Horrific played that on his show a few weeks back, Parts Unknown, on Mondays. And I wrote to him to say, oh, I love that song. I know Wah Wah and a couple of other songs by her, but I wasn't familiar with Fire. And he was like, oh, yeah, I played the wrong version. I didn't like that at all. So that was me reclaiming the song. So good. Chris, you did a real solid to your listeners there by playing it. And what a week it's been for fires, huh, everybody? Vancouver looks so weird right now, covered in smoke. It's getting better, but yeah, it's been a very odd, ominous week with all the fires nearby and all the smoke blanketing the city. But hopefully it'll rain this weekend or something, and we can get that. We can get past it, past our dystopian-looking city. So yeah, that was Lizzie Mercier de Cloix. Before that, we heard U.S. Girls from her forthcoming album, Half Free. That was the song Woman's Work. Pretty cool video directed by Meg Remy online now if you want to check that out. And she's coming to town in October, and she's going to be playing in support of Peaches and playing at the Commodore, which is, you know, Peaches is good. I wish that there was another show at a smaller venue. Last time she was here, she played the Cobalt, and I missed that, and I've always regretted not seeing U.S. Girls at that show at the Cobalt, and now I gotta go see her at the Commodore. Ugh. Anyways, before that, we heard Knife Pleats with the song One Step Too Far. They were supposed to open for Dick Diver from Australia a couple of Wednesdays from now, but it's been canceled, unfortunately. But if you like Rose Melberg, she's playing a free show at Trout Lake Park, or at John Hendry Park at Trout Lake, next Wednesday, the 15th. It's going to be at 7 o'clock outside. It's being put on by Laura from OK Vancouver OK, and there's a couple of other people playing. Should be a nice night for you Melbergian fans out there, and they are legion. Yes. So moving forward, let's give a listen to some White Poppy. White Poppy has taken a bit of a break. She put out a record a couple of years ago on Not Not Fun Records, did a bunch of big tours, and then moved to Vancouver Island to a farm and just chilled out for a while and took a break. But she has returned. And so we're going to listen to a song off of her new album. It's called, what is it called? Oh, come on. Natural Phenomena. That's what it's called. And there's going to be an album launch and tour launch this Friday in Vancouver at Avenue Upstairs. If you know where that is, you're cooler than me if you know where Avenue Upstairs is. I have no idea, but I'm sure you can dig around and figure it out. And that she's going to be playing with Flyin', Hush Pup, and Mystic Triangle. So that should be a fun show this Friday night. Let's give a listen to White Poppy from her new record. This is the song Ebb and Flow. Ebb and Flow. Ebb and Flow. Getting used to the new station.
love, what can I do? So I went down to and bought me a guitar. I played my guitar every day, so I was shrunk. So I was shrunk. So I was shrunk. So I was shrunk. I dreamt I was in a rock group playing on a Saturday night. Our name wasn't like the Beatles, but I found an old Indian name. So I was shrunk. So I was shrunk. So I was shrunk.
That was Gordon Dick from the compilation. Let's see. Oh, there we go. From the amazing compilation Native North America Volume 1. That was the song Siwash Rock. Siwash Rock up in Stanley Park. It's a rock, I don't know, karst? I'm not sure what you call that, but it's a pretty remarkable spot and a pretty remarkable song by Gordon Dick. And I forgot to do this at the top of the show, but I'd like to remind you that CITR is broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. Before Gordon Dick, we heard Flyin' from the EP Death Has Lost Its Sting. And before that, we heard White Poppy. And once again, Flyin' is going to be playing with White Poppy this Friday at Avenue Upstairs. Album release for White Poppy and tour kickoff. Also happening this weekend, two big things. One is Hockey Dad Records are celebrating their 10th anniversary. And they're doing a big old multi-band show tonight or Saturday night at the Railway Club. So they're going to be playing with Freak, Heat Waves, Beelines, Woolworm, Defectors, Gender Dog, Cave Girl, and Trash Bait, all happening on Saturday night. So we'll give a listen to a few of those bands. But also playing or happening this weekend is the Catalano Street Party. It's all day Saturday in Kitsilano on 4th Avenue. CITR will have a stage at Vine and 4th, kind of where the old the vineyard was, now called Brown Social Club. Somewhere around there is going to be our stage up the hill across from Whole Foods. And so Skinny Kids, Colin Cowan, Cave Girl, Data Plan, and the Ballantines are playing as part of the CITR stage. But then other local music luminaries such as the Back Homes and Fake Tears and the Courtneys are going to be playing. And also Bible Beats, which is the name for Chris Horrific's band. And that's what I'm really gunning for. I'm just going to try and get there by 5 o'clock to see Bible Beats. Chris Horrific plays a lot of shows, but rarely in front of big audiences. So I'm excited to see that. And we're going to give a listen to one of his songs from a couple years back from the Bible Beats EP. I know that he's recorded a bunch of new songs, including a prog song that I can't wait to hear. He's been recording with Jay Arner, so hopefully those surface soon. But for now, we'll have to stick to these songs from a couple years back. This is the song Christian Witch. Here we go. Shine. We'll be right back.
wants for me, but I don't think I'm doing it right. I wanna hang off her, she let me, 'cause that Tuesday was my favorite night. But now she's acting like she wants to be three seats from me. Must have done something she didn't like. Spent the next 7 days just wondering if she tells me we're just friends, that's alright. But when she went to get me, how was I supposed to know? She was thinking I was her type. I went to play with Liv and Larissa, and she told me she might be there in time. And I would gladly turn my back on 100 Rapture shows just to know that she was taking my side. She showed up to the show like she promised, and we sat up on the steps all night. She said that it was me that was in her thoughts all week. That's good, 'cause she was all over mine. We'll be right back.
because you're killing yourself. And you get to do it over and over and over again. And it doesn't bum out your family and friends. So tell me what I did last night. 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 Last night.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder Magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Koo. For abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes. Uncooperative songs for things that are not all. Punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
I'm not afraid to die.
was Defectors from their LP 2014. I don't know if it ever got released, but it was online for a while, so that's exciting. And that was the song Far Away. Oh, such a good song. Before that, we heard Beelines with the song Tell Me, and Freak Heat Waves from their album Bonnie's State of Mind, Comfortable Conversation. And all those bands are playing this Saturday night at the Railway Club as a part of the Hockey Dad Records 10th anniversary celebration. It'll be a fun one. All right. Next up, let's hear... How much time do we have? We have 10 minutes. Okay. Let's hear some Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes from Victoria, although mostly in Vancouver now, I think. And they have a new album coming out on Paper Bag Records later this summer. It's called Pickpockets Lock It. And we're going to listen to the song Joe with the Jam. Here we go, Frog Eyes. That was Warm Soda from Oakland, California, from their brand new album, Symbolic Dream. That was the song, Crying for a Love. Well, I'm sorry that you're crying for a love. And before that, we heard Frog Eyes from Pickpockets Locket. That was the song, Joe with the Jam. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Stay tuned. I believe Permanent Rain Radio is up next, but I don't see them. We'll see. And lots of other great programming coming up here on CITR 101.9 FM. So stay tuned. Got my first show in the new studio under my belt. Not too many technical gaffes, so that's pretty good. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at CITR.ca and check out the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Hope to see you out and about this weekend. And we're going to close out with this we. I always say that. I am going to close out. There's no royal we. I am going to close out with a song by Vashti Bunyan, British folk artist. This is from the 60s, and it was released recently on a compilation called Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind. And I'm playing it. A shout out to Jake Puppy Teeth, who's a local artist. He is having an art show and book launch tonight at the Red Gate at 855 East Hastings. And it's called Pink Elephant. And there's going to be his new book and a whole bunch of his art. And he is a very talented, perverted man. And he did the Mac Tonight Tough Age t-shirts, and he's done lots of other local art. So in celebration of his Pink Elephant art show tonight, going to play 17 Pink Elephants by 17 Pink Sugar Elephants by Vashti Bunyan. Here we go. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
I saw 17 pink sugar elephants sitting under a chestnut tree. I said, good morning, pink sugar elephants, but they wouldn't speak to me. Each had two eyes, but they couldn't see me there. Each had four legs, but they couldn't go anywhere. And so we just sat that early autumn morning sun. speak to me, but he was a factory-made pink sugar elephant, given to children for treats after tea. He had two eyes, but he couldn't see me there. He had four legs, but he couldn't go anywhere. So we just sat that early autumn morning, sun not yet risen, the magic.
Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No.